Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Psalm 66, verse 18. Welcome to our study of the subject of prayer. One of the items that we ought to pray for when we come before God's throne is forgiveness. My friend, it is sin that separates a man from God. Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. It makes God's ear will not hear our prayer because of sin. The Bible tells us that we all do sin. Romans 3, verse 10, there's none righteous, no, not one. When a child of God sins, how does he receive forgiveness? Well, we know repentance is demanded. Acts 3, verse 19, we're told to repent so that seasons of refreshing can come from the presence of the Lord. But part of receiving forgiveness for the child of God is that he must pray and ask for forgiveness. Think about the example of Simon. In Acts chapter 8, the gospel has gone to Samaria. Simon is there. He also obeys the gospel. Before, he worked as a magician, we might say, a trickster. And here he sees now a bona fide miracle by the hands of the apostles, and he reverts back to his old lifestyle. He says, hey, I'll give you money for that gift. And Peter says to him, you have neither part nor portion in this matter. Your heart's not right with God. And here is what Peter commands Simon to do. He said, your money perish with you because you thought that you could buy the gift of God with money. You've got neither part nor portion in this matter. Your heart is not right in the sight of God. And then he says in Acts 8, verse 22, repent therefore of this your wickedness and pray to God if perhaps the evil thought of your heart might be forgiven you. Of course, we know in verse 24, Simon said, pray for me, to the Lord for me, that none of the things you've spoken may come upon me. A constant thing, a constant item we need to pray for is that God will forgive us of our sins. Now, we need to be watchful. We need to have a penitent attitude. We need to repent of sin when we see it. And when we do repent, we need to pray to God and ask for His forgiveness, knowing that He will hear and knowing that He will forgive us. And so how thankful we ought to be for God's second law of pardon for the children of His, to receive forgiveness and to be restored to a right state. May God help us each to recognize sin and to immediately repent and pray to Him for forgiveness.
And to God be the glory.